You're listening to KZFR 90.1 FM and KZFR.org. Time for another Campfire Recovery Update. I'm Matt Fidler. For the first time since the campfire started, Paradise Lake is open to the public. The lake is open Fridays through Sundays from 5 a.m. to sunset for fishing and boating, although only self-powered boats and boats with electric trolling motors are allowed. No gas-powered boats are allowed on the lake owned by Paradise Irrigation District. The Chico Enterprise Record, which has been nominated for a Pulitzer for its campfire coverage, congratulations Chico ER, they've reported earlier that PG&E has announced an incentive for people to rebuild their burnt properties with more energy efficiency. This is a program for those who specifically lost property in recent California fires, like the car and campfires. The idea is to cover the increased costs of more energy-efficient home appliances, insulation, double-pane windows, air sealing, heating, water pumps, and more. For information on who qualifies for these incentives, you can email rebuild@pge.com. We also have a link on our show page, kzfr.org/campfire updates. Chico State's own Merriam Library is launching an oral history project of the campfire. The Campfire Oral History Project will be collecting stories of those directly affected by the disaster, including evacuees and first responders. This is a project between the Chico State Library, the Chico State Sociology Department, and North State Public Radio. If you want to tell your story, please contact Stephanie Valdivia by either calling 530-898-6778 or by emailing her at svaldivia@csuchico.edu. Again, we have links on our show page. Over the last several months, I've been hearing stories about overzealous tree removal by subcontractors of PG&E. While clearing trees in danger of falling on homes, structures, roads, or power lines is important, clearing too many trees, both living and dead, could lead to further land erosion and environmental degradation. If you think trees are unnecessarily being cleared in your area, please reach out and let me know and I'll look further into it. You can email me at fireupdates@kzfr.org. Thank you very much. Of course, all this information is on our show page, kzfr.org/campfire updates. I'm Matt Fidler, delivering updates on the campfire recovery effort right here at KZFR 90.1 FM in Chico.